The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is using Recovery Act money to reanimate affordable housing programs stalled by the recession. The Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority, or WEDA, will administer the state's share. WEDA spokeswoman Kate Venn says the economic downturn has all but frozen investments in low-income housing tax credit projects.
Because of the recession, these tax credits have been priced at a much lower amount than what we'd like to see. So this money will be used to fill that gap between what an investor is going to put into the project and what the final project cost is. We're estimating anywhere from 30 to 35 or even 40 deals throughout Wisconsin are going to benefit from this.
Venn says these will take place throughout the state, from the Milwaukee area to more rural areas, including Indian reservations.
At WEDA, we've always looked at rural communities where maybe newer, high-quality, affordable housing hasn't been built in a while. And then we also have been concentrating on supportive housing, housing for the mentally ill or the homeless, in places like Madison and Milwaukee.
Venn figures that the renewed projects will also create 2,400 construction jobs in Wisconsin. She says WEDA plans to have its application process ready for developers in a couple weeks, then distribute Wisconsin's $36 million by late August. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.